In the senior division, Hanover sophomore Jack Ryan said he will continue to pursue his project on the health of the Chesapeake Bay.
My project's based on rotifers, which are a common organism in the bay, and it's basically based around trying to solve the algae dead zones that we have. I tested it out with a couple different concentrations of different salts. There is a concentration that is not toxic to the organism, and I also concluded that some of the salts can kill the organisms within a 5-minute period.
Maggie Walker Governor School junior Matthew King placed fourth overall and won the botany category, testing plants for their ability to remediate oil-polluted soil.
The plants I tested didn't work, but what happened was that one of the plants, called vetiver, is a cash crop, and it was able to survive and thrive in the oil conditions, even though it didn't impact the oil so much. The roots actually are used to make perfume, and so it's incredibly valuable. So what I did find was a plant that has the chance to restore a nice amount of income, a livelihood, to people whose economic activities have been marginalized by oil pollution.
Clover Hill's Amanda Shantz took first place in medicine and health for her work on a possible correlation between birth spacing and breast cancer.
I did a survey of 300 women, and I had a case group and a control group with a diagnosis of breast cancer and without. And I compared the two and stratified them based on age and birth spacing. My results suggest that women who were born less than 36 months after their next oldest sibling were 65% more likely to develop breast cancer.
Other senior division winners included Godwin High's Brandon Heiner in behavioral and social sciences, Rohan Matthew, biochemistry, Nick Stansel, environmental science, Pranay Navala, microbiology, and Jagannath Kadyala in zoology. Dylan Vrana from Maggie Walker Governor School won first prize in computer science. Arjun Janey from Lee Davis won chemistry. Earth and space sciences went to Hanover's Kayla Oakley. Bryce Badura from Clover Hill won first prize for physics. And Henrico High's Azab Yurga and Annika Ajum won first prize team projects.
They all are eligible to go to the State Science Fair, the Virginia State Science and Engineering Fair, which is at Old Dominion University in 2 weeks.
The Math Science Innovation Center's Martha Vogel is the fair's director.
Then we have the top two of the finalists that go to the International Fair in May in Pittsburgh. And that's an all-expenses-paid trip. We provide transportation and lodging and food, and then they go get to compete at the International Fair, which has about 1,300 projects.
Math category and grand prize winner Jeff Holste from Godwin developed a way to analyze shapes that are hard to describe.
What about them makes them unique? What about them is analyzable? And so I looked at the inflection points specifically of these shapes and their tangent lines. And with this, it is really possible to analyze any number of shapes from oil spills to tumors to galactic growth.
Samantha Marquez from Maggie Walker, also a grand prize winner, took first place in engineering for cellulosomes, a way to bundle cells for tissue engineering.
This year I focused on actually using it to create two different microglands using liver cells and then also cortical cells from the brain and looking at how they're more efficient than they would be in something like suspension or a two-dimensional tissue.
John Ogle, WCVE News.